is about to go off in a totally different tangent, which is going to circle back to us. It's going to be relevant to us. But the Gemara is really just coming off of the fact that Ula said the solution is Matzi Shemra. Gomar mi Matzi Shemra. And the Gemara doesn't know exactly where Ula said that. The Gemara thought that Ula said it perhaps on our Mishnah. We'll talk about where in our Mishnah. And the Gemara says, no, maybe Ula's talking about a totally different conversation, which will coincidentally be Nogea to our Mishnah. It seems like a coincidence, but it'll be Nogea to our Mishnah. But where did we think? The previous sugya we spoke about on Sunday was Ula says Gomar Matzi Shemra is talking about the following thing. The Gemara says there's a machlok in our Mishnah whether or not you can get Malchus and Mamoin. Reb Meir holds what? Anyone? Loiku Mishalem. And what did the Chacham hold? Kol ha Mishalem and a Loikus. The Gemara says Bishlam Chachamim. Where do they know Kol Mishalem and a Loikus from? From Kedei Rishosai. But the Gemara asks the question, Reb Meir, my taima. Comes Ula and says the solution is Gomar mi Matzi Shemra. That's the Gemara first thought. And the Gemara handles as Matzi Shemra good rye or not. Then the Gemara says Ika Damasni La De Ula Aha. Some people said Ula was talking about something else. That Ula is really talking about something else. Ula wasn't necessarily talking about the Machlokes to Rameir and the Chachamim. Ula was really coming to solve a different problem, a totally different problem. So. This morning, David Shore asked the following question. He asked that, if that's true, so then let's get back to our Mishnah. So what's Taka the Pshat? Bishlama, according to Rameyer, it says, Bishlama, the Rabbanon, Kidei Rishosa, the Rameyer, my Taima. If Ula isn't using Mitzi Shemra over here, so what's Taka the reason for the Chachamim over here? What's Taka the reason for Rameyer? I'm sorry. El Rameyer, my Taima. What about Kidei Rishosa? Ula said that Rav Meir is using Matzi Shemra for us to deflect Kedei Rishasa. But if you're not, Ula is not saying over here the klal of Gomar Matzi Shemra. So we got back to our question, Rav Meir, my taima. Shu, is that clear? So the chur, what you have to say is, Rav Meir said his reason why in the Mishnah. Shaloi Hashem, I may be Lidei Malchus, may be Lidei Tashlumin, and that's his reason. And that is enough to already deflect Kedei Rishasai. When we learned the Gemara, we said maybe Ula holds that a Svara is not enough to tell us not that Matzi Shemra doesn't apply over here. You have a Pasuk, Matzi Shemra is mashman in all places. Nice Svara is a hint, Svara is a hair. He has to have a Matzi Shemra in order to put a wedge between Kedei Rishasai and our case. Apparently without Ula would say that Misvari says, Shlo Hashem, maybe they're Malkus, maybe they're Tashlumen. And that's the Pshat. I'll call upon him.
Just because it might be talking about a different place, it doesn't mean we can't learn from that.
What do you mean? Yeah, but it sounds from the Gemara, that's what Tully was saying this morning, it sounds from the Gemara that when Ula didn't say it means that it's not said. That's not the answer. It's not, Ula said it means that that's...
There's another answer maybe?
Yeah, so it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Right. The Tosis is going to be Shveri saying stuff. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Zoktehe l'gigamara ikedamasni laha de'ula aha. Ula was talking about a totally different thing. And let's get into what Ula was talking about. Says the Gemara, D'tanya, lo'isasiru mimenu ad boiker. It says over here that you cannot leave over any of the noiser until the morning. So the pasuk is telling us that a person has a karban. You must consume everything in the karban by the next day. There's a expiration date, and it's usser. There's a lav of loisasir, which is a lav which we call the lav of noiser. And then the Torah says, and what happens if you did that? You have to burn it. So if the pasuk is telling us a lav, and in the same pasuk the pasuk tells us an aseh. There's nothing to do with our sugya right now. This is just we're going out to see. Maybe Ula was talking about a whole different thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know why the pasuk did that juxtaposition? Why the pasuk put the aseh right next to the loisaseh? To tell you that you're not going to get malchus on your lav of loisasiru. Loisasiru is a lav in the Torah. What's classically when a person's over a lav, what's his punishment?
No, malchus.
But over here, because the pasuk put the aseh right there, so the pasuk is telling us, no, over here your punishment is going to be your aseh. And therefore you don't get malchus. Rabbi Kiva Omer, loymin Hashem who's there. That's not the reason. Eli mishum da'av le'lav she'ein boi maisa. V'cholav she'ein boi maisa ain loykin alav. Rabbi, this is a different reason. The reason is because this is a lav she'ein boi maisa. What does a person have to do in order for something to become nicer? What does he have to do?
Nothing.
So therefore, it's a lav she'ein boi maisa. You don't get malchus on a lav she'ein boi maisa. That's the machlokes here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rashi. Rashi says, "Ika demas lahadu ula loyme she'ein loyken alaf." When there's alav is nitek lasei ein loyken. Rashi says, "Shahasei ha'amar acharav takanosoi v'kaparosoi alaveris alav." The asei that it says afterwards is the takana and the kapara on the averis alav. Tuli Rubin asked me the question morning seder. What is the double lashon in Rashi? I think it was Tuli. Takanosi v'kaparosoi. Was it Tuli or Maish? I don't remember. It was someone. One of the is Tuli. Takanosei v'kaparosei. What did Rashi? What's the double lashon in Rashi? The asei that we're mentioning is the takana and the kapara on the lav. So we asked Reb Shalom Menachem Wolgelenter, and he said the following very gishmak leichta pshat al piderech pshat. Maybe this is what Rashi is saying. Every time a person does an avera, so two things happen. First of all, a person creates a kategor. He creates. I don't remember the exact lesson of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. He creates a negative spiritual force that happens. He's creating a malach. It's a malach that a person creates when there's negative energy in the universe. That's one thing. He creates a pegam in the world. And there's something else that happens when a person does an avera, and that is he creates a pegam in his neshama. These are the two things. So therefore, Rashi says, "Sha'aseh ha'amar acharav takanosai v'kaparosai alaveris alav." That say that he does afterwards, so it cleans up everything. It's mesakein and mechaper on the averis on the lav. I would think maybe the asay just is a tikkun, not a kapara. Person needs his own kapara. Or maybe I'd say it's only kapara, it's not a tikkun. The asay does everything. It totally cleans up the lav. Sai klape him, which is the kapara. Sai klape the velt, which is the takana. It fixes the lav. It's a kapara for the lav. It's everything. Okay. Al kolponim, zok the gemara weiter, says the gemara. So we have a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't get malchus here because it's a lavanitic classe. Rabbi Kiva says you don't get malchus shlav ve'in bo maisa. Michlal, do Rabbi Yehuda suffer lav shein bo maisa loikin alav? Now what's the Gemara doing right now? The Gemara is saying, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda chose to say lavanitic classe, it's obviously he doesn't hold of lav shein bo maisa. In other words, the Gemara is analyzing these two and said, who is saying the more obvious or the more base fundamental reason? Lav She'im Maisa is more, if Rabbi Yehuda skipped on Lav She'im Maisa, it must be, what does he hold?
Then
you get Malchus. Why does the Gemara see Lav She'im Maisa, that idea of Ein Lokan is more fundamental, and Lav Anitikla say as like Kilo more of an out there Svara? That's clear in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda chose to say Lavanita Klas A, it must be Rabbi Yehuda holds Lav Shema Maisa Lokan. Why? Maybe he just chose. It's one of the two. He chose one. Rabbi Kiva chose one.
He says it's coming later.
The Lav Shema Maisa is right now. The Pshat is Yoni saying like this. Lav Shema Maisa is the Lav itself is lacking the necessary oomph, the necessary choymer in order to be Machai Malkus. The Lav itself doesn't get off the ground. If you say lav anitik laasei, what are you saying? The lav is fine. Just what? The asei is going to stop you from getting malchus. Lav she'imo maisa loik ein loik lav is the pshat. It doesn't even have enough to be mechayv malchus b'chlal. The lav isn't big enough. So therefore, that would be a more basic reason. Right, Yoni? Huh? So says the Gemara, must be that mechlal, Rabbi Yehuda Sover, lav she'imo maisa is loik ein lav. You get malchus. Minole, in fact, the Gemara, where does he know it from? Amar Ula Gamami Matzi Shemra. This is where Ula came for his solution. Ula said, according to the Man Noma, says Lav She'emo Maisa Lokan Love, that's going to be learned from Matzi Shemra. Let's see, what did we skip to Rashi? The Rashi says, Lo Min Hashem Huzeh. According to the Man Noma, it says it's not because of Lav She'emo Maisa. Lav Nitik Lase. It's because Lav She'emo Maisa, says Rashi. Ein Tamze Iker. The Lav She'nitik Lase Ein Lokan Love. Elipni Maha Moisir Ein Lokan. There's two interesting diukim here in Rashi. What does Rashi mean to say? Ein tam ze ikur, delav nitik lase in loikin alof. What does it mean? Ikur. Oh, so maybe Rashi's saying as follows: When he came along, Rabbi Akiva, and said lo min Hashem who's there, that's not the reason. Does that mean Rabbi Akiva is rejecting the fact that lav nitik lase is a reason not to get malchus? He says a more simple reason. Ein tam ze ikur. That's not the main reason. You're right, it's a good reason. But come on, give us the more fundamental reason. Give us the ikur reason. Ein tam ze ikur. De lav nitik lase ein loikin a love. And lepnei maha moisir ein a loike. What is Rashi zone in on? Just say lepnei maha ein a loike. Because Rashi is telling us, this case, what's the reason why he doesn't get malchus? Because lav shein bo maisa. It could be in other cases the reason is going to be only because of lav nitik lase. There are such cases. A person's overly sigzoil. Did he do a maisa? Yeah. Does he get malchus?
No.
Why not? Lav nitik lase. What's the ase? You steal?
Return.
So there are times when that's going to be the ikur reason. But over here it's not. But the maiser, what's the reason? In our case, a person's over on the issue of maiser, the reason is because of lav shein bo maisa. But it's not that I reject the theory, the idea of lav shein bo maisa. That's what Rashi is coming to emphasize. Klar? Okay. So, according to the Man Noma, it says lav shein bo maisa loikin a love. Where does he get it from? Gomar mi matzi shemra, says the Gemara. He learns from matzi shemra. Frecht, the Shagas Aryeh, and who is to read the following question? Frecht there. I have a very simple reason. You want to know how I know that you get Malchus on this case of Neisser? Why did the Pasuk put the Asay in this right after the Lois Asay? Could you explain that to me? Why is there an Asay after a Lois Asay? What would be your deduction? Why would the Pasuk want to put the Asay right after Lois Asay to tell you?
Unless you fix it,
you get Malchus. So obviously this is a Lav that gets Malchus. And that's why we have to make the Lav into Class A. That's exactly what he said. Rav Yehuda said that Bo Akosav Litein Asay Achalois Asay Loi Meshein Loikilov. That's why the Pasuk put the Asay right here to tell me that there's no Malchus because of the Asay. But if there wouldn't be the Asay, if you're not Mekayim the Asay, then what? You get Malchus. What would be the case? What would be the Din Rabbi Isai in a case where a person has Noiser and it gets lost? The noiser gets lost. Someone else burns it. It gets lost. It gets destroyed. Burning it doesn't mean burning it. You have to. There's a way to. The halacha is how to burn it. So then there's no assay. So what would be over there? So it's according to this man, let me get malchus. That's what the pasuk is saying because of the assay. Why don't you say that? Why isn't that not enough of a makar? The fact that we put the assay immediately afterwards. Havana, it's a lav shein bo maisa. So you're right. So that's his makar that lav shein bo maisa loikin a love. Because I put the assay right here, right after the lav, and I said on this lav you have to do the assay. That says the shagas aryeh. That should be a riot. You get malchus here. So why are we putting the assay right after the lav? What is it doing here? Why is the Torah telling us the assay right after the lav? For what reason? Why? What? Oh, the maaser, there's a mitzvah to burn it. So the kash, the shagas aryeh, but why did you, the juxtaposition? I'm not sure. The juxtaposition. As a factor, in the Zelba Pasuk, Kilo over there, it's not like the Pasuk is almost telling you, it's Kilo Pasuk is telling you that. Yeah. What?
Meaning, you wouldn't get Malchus on Lav Shein bo Maisa.
So I was thinking to say, this is similar to what the Limudi Hashem says, but what Moshe Seligman is saying is as follows. the pasuk when it tells us the lav that is nitik lasei, Rashi says when it's nitik lasei, the pasuk is telling us that it's being mekayim takonosoi vekaparosoi alaveris alav. Says lemudei Hashem, which Moshe Segelman is machavin to. He says that the pasuk has to put it there to tell you that you have fixed everything with this asei. This asei is takonosoi vekaparosoi. If the pasuk will put the asei somewhere else, okay, you have a mitzvah to burn it. Does that mean I fixed it? I don't know if I fixed it or not. How do you know when you fixed it? When the lav is nitik lasei, what does it mean, lav nitik lasei? Says Rashi, it means you've completely cleaned up your mess. If that's the case, that's why the pasuk, even if there's no malchus, but I don't know, I cleaned up my mess. Therefore, it's not. So where do we know that there's malchus on lav shein bo maisa? Did you got it? Maybe the reason why we put the asei in the same pasuk as the lav is to tell us that you've rectified everything you've done wrong. That's it. That's all the pasuk is coming to do. Pasuk is not necessarily coming to say that if you don't do this, so then you're going to get malchus. You don't get malchus because lav shein bo maisa. To tell me that it's you have complete correction of your avera, pasuk has to put the asei there. So just the fact that the asei is right after the lav doesn't tell me necessarily that I'm going to get malchus.
No, maybe we can say that the reason is the essay is there is because, yes, that's shown the essay is the kapara. So if you wouldn't do that essay, if you would miss burning it, then malchus.
Well, maybe not malchus.
Something
maybe just you need another kapara. Yeah, but maybe not malchus because lav shein bo maisa. Okay.
But we have no source for anything else.
Right? So listen to this, Rabbi Isai. Here goes. This is where it gets fun. Says the Gemara, where do you learn it from? Gomar mimatzi shemra. You learn it from Matzi Shemra, says the Gemara. Ma Matzi Shemra lav she'en bo ma'isa loiken alav. Afka lav she'en bo ma'isa loiken alav. And that's where Rab Ula. So Ula was saying, Gomar Matzi Shemra. Before we were using a Gomar Matzi Shemra to teach us what? That you're like
Mishalim.
Here we're using Matzi Shemra to teach me that it's a lav she'en bo ma'isa. Look, Matzi Shemra doesn't really do a ma'isa. What does Matzi Shemra do?
Talking.
Dibor is not really a ma'isa. It's like almost a ma'isa, not really a ma'isa. So lav she'en bo ma'isa. We're going to qualify that as lav she'en bo ma'isa. What's the din on Matzi Shemra? Does he get ma'alkus? It's a ma'chleikus. No, but Matzi Shemra for sure gets ma'alkus. So the Gemara says, I've called lav she'en bo ma'isa loiken alav. Says the Gemara, Malam Matzi Shemra shekein loiku mishalim. Whoa, Matzi Shemra is different than everything else. Matzi Shemra is loiku mishalim. Matzi Shemra, you get malchus and you also have to pay. You do both. Normally, are you loiku mishalim? No. So the Gemara, Elo Amar Esh Lakash, Gemara made him zayim. Hold on a second, time out. Who is Ula going like in the first Gemara? Let's go back. Who's Ula going like in the first Gemara? Rab Meir. Does Rav Meir hold loiku mishalim?
Yeah.
Always loiku mishalim. So the Gemara says, "Whoa, Matzi Shemra is different. It's loiku mishalim." It's not different.
Rav Meir holds it.
Rav Meir holds always loiku mishalim. And before we put Ula on Rav Meir, what? Now the Gemara is saying Ula is telling me your Gemara Matzi Shemra can't be because Matzi Shemra is loiku mishalim. Everywhere is loiku mishalim.
You can't learn that logic.
Why not?
Because it's a different case.
But you can't bring. What's your pircha? We're saying we learn from Matzi Shemra. No, Matzi Shemra is different. It's loikum mishalim. Everywhere is loikum mishalim according to Rav Meir. The answer is we're going in the Rabbanon. But Ula before is going in Rav Meir because this is not the Gemara is not sure what Ula is doing. There's a question of what Ula said. Either Ula said it over there or he said it over here. He did not say both. He didn't say both. He said one or the other. If he said it up there, then who is he going in? Rav Meir. If he said it down here, who is he going in? B'chachamim. Okay. Comes the Achronim and they ask, Rabbi Yisai, they ask a big kasha. It's Rishonim, really. It's Rishonim. That's the following question. There's a shita in the Gemara that holds that a Moitzi Shemra is not chayiv unless he hires Edom. He rents Edom, he pays Edom to come and testify that his wife was not a besula. In other words, we think of Matzi Shemra as a very simple case. The man walks in the day after his wedding and tells Bezdin, my wife's not a besula. There's a sheet in the Gemara, in Darshan from a Pasuk, that Matzi Shemra is only chayiv if he brings along with him Edom that he hired in order to testify.
So that it's a maisa?
It's going to be a maisa. Matzi Shemra needs, in order to be chayiv, he needs to have hired Edom, and those Edom come in to say false testimony. He hired them, he paid them, and they came and say false testimony, then he's chayiv al din moshe shemra. But if a man will come in on his own and just make up allegations about his wife, he's not chayiv. The mice is the paying.
It's not a mice in the moshe shemra.
What? What'd you say?
Chayiv like moshe shemra because
you paid. So you should get malchus. Don't know that. Okay, leave out the mishalim. Just malchus. It's a lav sheyesh bo
ma'isa. It's not a
ma'isa in the. Factory shaynim. This is a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. What's the ma'isa? I'm hiring edim. I'm giving money to edim. I'm paying edim. It's a lav, and they hold every single time. You're never chayv unless you have this ma'isa. It's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. The rishayim takes eskash. Rishayim esn kasha.
Great, but our gemara's not going like that.
So that's not so clear. The Ramban says we're not going that. Okay, that's the question. So the Ramban says our Gemara is not going like that, Mandomar, and that's okay. But it's not going to be okay. But that's okay for now. So the Ramban, it's not going like the Mandomar. Comes the Maram Shif and says in Tosfos, it's Tosfos that says it's going like a Gemara. It says Tosfos, that's not a problem. And Chesky was mechaven to the Maram Shif's pshat in Tosfos and says, listen, there's two different things. There's the lav, and then there's a tnai in the lav. The lav, what's the lav of Moitzi Shemra? The saying about his wife that she wasn't a basula. There's a tnai. The tnai is you have to have hired Adam. But it doesn't change what the lav is. The lav is a lav shein by Maisa. Even though it always needs a Maisa as a stipulation for you to be over on the lav. But that's just a tnai. Huh? It's 100% of Maisa. It's 100%, and won't work without it. So Machnish Tois says, "What's the svar? We're going to get there right now, because Shua is not happy with the svar. La Maisa, the lav will not work without it. So what difference does it make?
It's like say, like you're doing a lav sheim by Maisa with a Maisa.
Yeah. Oh. So we're going to get to now. We're going to get there. What about the following thing? What is the hagdora of lav sheim by Maisa? Is a machlokas rishayna. The Chinuch says the following thing. What happens if there's a lav? Is going to be the opposite case. That doesn't need a Maisa, and I happen to have done it with a Maisa.
Like?
Let's say there's a lav that doesn't need a Maisa. I'm going to give you an example. I punked it with a Maisa. I can have three examples. The Isra of Kilayim. The Isra of Bal Yuel, Bal Yimotzeh, and Chometz. Those are two examples of things that don't need a Maisa. We'll give soon a third, maybe. Don't need a Maisa, but you can do them with a Maisa if you want. So, are you going to get Malkus or not? Says the Chinuch, anytime the Lav doesn't need a Maisa, so then you don't get Malkus. Give me some time. And it's Mashmin in the Gemara. A Lav She'ain Boy Maisa. The Lav doesn't have a Maisa in it. The fact that I did a Maisa or not, but that's not the lav. Says the Ran, it doesn't make a difference. If you were over the Aveiro with a lav, with a Maisa, you're chayef. Even if the Aveiro doesn't need a Maisa. We have a case, for example, Chametz. Chametz is going to be complicated, but that's the most obvious case. A person buys Chametz. Did he do a Maisa? Yeah. Yes. Is the Isser in the buying, what's the Isser of?
Owning.
Is owning a Maisa? No, I could own something before. I didn't do a Maisa. It's passive. But I did it with a Maisa. So wouldn't you say, listen, let's look at the lav. The lav is passive, therefore you don't get Malkus. That's what the Chinuch seems to hold. And the Ran says, no, it's totally on what you did. You did it with a Maisa, you didn't do a Maisa. I'd like to be Magda Machloikis as follows. We said every lav has two different components to the lav. One is what you did to the world, and the other one is what you is the fact that you need a kapar because you were ki'ilu boyged in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's you. There's the you, there's the kapara you need, and then there's the tikkun, the fact that you did, there's something terrible happened. When we say, Alav she'ein bo ma'isa ein loikin, why? I can understand one of two ways. Either I can stand it because I didn't really do that much. I was passive. You can't call me an active aggressor against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wasn't. So I'm lazy. Terrible thing. Horrible. But I didn't go against Hashem. You get Malkus if you go against Hashem. I didn't go. I just sat there.
Depends on the case. Adam's own will have Hashem. You still grant you
that,
have a mice.
So good. We'll have to get to that. Okay. I didn't go against Hashem. I was just passive. The other pshat is, maybe it's not about me, but an Aveira that doesn't have a Maisa in it is a lesser Aveira. It's less of a Pagam that's done. There's a Pagam, but when a person does something in the Olam HaAsiyah, that's more of a kilkul in the Bria, or less of a kilkul. Is it mitzad the cheftza of the Aveira, or is it mitzad the person that did the Aveira? These are the two tzadim. And I think perhaps it's machlokes chinuch and ran. The chinuch says we have to look at the Aveira. Is this an Aveira that needs a Maiser, or an Aveira that doesn't need a Maiser? I don't care if you worked hard and you were doing and coming and going. The cheftz of the Aveira doesn't need a Maiser. Therefore, you don't get Malkus. Why? Because he's understanding it's about the kilkul that happens. The Ran says, I don't care about the cheftz of Aveira. Was I active or not active? Did I do a Maiser when I did this Aveira? So if I did a Maiser, I was actively going against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Actively going against the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Chayv Malkus. So Rashi is saying every lav has both of them, and the asay is misakin both of them. A lav shein bo maisa, it doesn't have a complete aveiro. What does that mean? What's lacking? Is it lacking in the cheftz of the aveiro or in the begida? But say nafkamin will be as follows. I'm going to get back to our other case. What happens if a person is mitzi shemra bichsav? He writes, he doesn't speak. Now, speaking, we said, is not really a maisa. But writing is, what? Is that allowed? What? Is that the aveira or not? Is he chai for that? It's not testimony. When a person comes in and says, my wife is not a suli, it's not real testimony. It's a taina. Tainas don't need testimony. It's not to aid him. He's doing it on his own. Can he do it bichsav? So, if it's bichsav, it's a chora lav. Sheyesh boy maisa. We say, my tisham is lav she'ein boy maisa.
It depends on
him. Oh. Comes along the Beis Yitzchak and says, okay, must be that you're not chayiv for writing Motzi Shema. You're only chayiv if you say it. Because if you did a Maisa, the Beis Yitzchak is obviously understanding, like the Ran, it's all dependent on if you did a Maisa or not. I don't care the cheftz of the lav is. But according to the Chinuch, it's not a kasha. Because you grata wrote your Motzi Shema, but you could have said it. If you could say it and you write it, it's still not called that the lav is the lav sheyesh boy Maisa. It doesn't have a Maisa in the lav. The Fizeh, we're going to answer for the Maram Shif also. Maram Shif says, this mice is only a tznai. This mice is only a tznai. What?
Maybe. A guy can walk into court and he's
saying it won't really help either way.
You need to aid him aside from you saying it. You have to say it also. No, but you can write it and have the two aid him back you up.
I'm saying it.
And they can say it, and I'm writing it, and that's my mice.
Your writing is nothing. It's whatever
it is. No. You have to come with a tznai also. You need both. Me both. In order for Chayim Mitzvah Shema, you for sure have to sign. If two end up coming, you say nothing, you're not. So, what? Vice to Chayim, there's no din Mitzvah Shema unless you say it. Mitzvah Shema has to be an Amir. Akitzer, my boy said, I want to say as follows. Maram Shif says that in a Chanam, you have to hire Eidim, but that's just a Tanai Ba'alma. What does that mean? It's just a Tanai Ba'alma. La Maisa, you can't be Chayim without a Maisa. So the Rav Shiv is saying, but it's not a lav sheyesh boy maisa. The maisa is not what's making the lav. The lav is not in the maisa. The aveira doesn't have a maisa in it. This grada tonight for me to borrow the but what's the cheft of the aveira? It's not a lav sheyesh boy maisa. It's a lav sheyesh imoy maisa. That's not enough. That's not enough. It has to be a lav sheyesh boy maisa. It has to be that the aveira is an aveira of a maisa. A tonight. That doesn't make a difference. That's what membership says. The Ramban says not like that. Ramban says our sugya has to hold that you're chayv even without hiring Adim because that's a maisa. La maisa, there's a maisa here, right? And that's enough. Because if you're looking at as far as my participation, I was active in hiring those Adim. I hustled, I got them. So that's considered to be a bigger aveira. Not the chayv is going to be the machlok. Because the only problem with what seems to be the Ramban is. Can any of you guess, perhaps, who's the man de Amar that says that you have to hire Adam? It's Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is the man de Amar in our Mishnah. So it's hard to say. It might be Machlokes HaSugyos, but it would be a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that you need, according to the Ram. No, I'm saying the Ramban says our Gemara argues on the Mandama that holds that you need to hire Adam. Listen, according to Ramban, what does he do? You're right. According to Ramban, what does he do? Unless he says Machlokes HaSugyos, maybe.
Maybe he's only talking in the hot meal.
What?
Maybe he's only talking in the hot meal.
What does that mean?
Because at the end we come out that we don't learn from the Shema anyway.
No, Adarabba. So then we should be able to learn from Mitzvah Hashem. Why don't you just say, just answer, he'll say that he has a very simple answer. I mean, no, I'm sorry, hold on a second. We learn it from the Tzad HaShava. We learn from Mitzvah Hashem, we learn from Tzad HaShava.
Christmas, still Tzad HaShava there. Even
it's Lav Sheish B'Maisa.
Yeah, no, but Tzad HaShava by Mitzvah Hashem is what's the Mishali.
No, but we're learning, what are we coming to learn over here? That it's Lav Sheish B'Maisa Lokim Alav. And we're learning from Tzad HaShava. That's the Tzad HaShava, but the Tzad HaShava is telling us that it's Zokti Gemara. So Gemara says, learn from Mitzvah Hashem. Malam Mitzvah Hashem Shekein Yom Ma'aseh Loikin Lov. Avkol Lav Shem Ma'aseh Loikin Lov. Malam Mitzvah Hashem Shekein Loikin Mishalim. Elam Reish Lokish Gomer Me'edim Zaymimim. This is how it gets circles back to our sugya. Malam Edim Zaymim Lav Shein Boi Ma'aseh Loikin Lov. Avkol Lav Shein Boi Ma'aseh Loikin Lov. Says the Gemara, Malayim Zayim Shekein Ein Trichan Asra. So Gemara Mitzvah Hashem Yochiach. So now we'll go back to Mitzvah Hashem. So we're circling back. Chazar Adin, Lo Reizek Roizeh, Lo Reizek Roizeh. This is called the Tzad HaShaveh. That this one, they're both different. Tzad HaShaveh Shabem. Lav Shein Bo Ma'isa Loikin Alav. I've called Lav Shein Bo Ma'isa Loikin Alav. And I'm going to learn from which one, Mitzvah Hashem, or from Edim Zayim Mim. I'm going to learn from which one, Mitzvah Hashem, Edim Zayim Mim. Both. So the Gemara, Ma'at Hashem Shekein, Knas. What's your Shem? My name's Zohar. Both Knas. So you can't learn to anywhere else. Only those two places. Says the Gemara, Halo Kasher, Behuda Lasav LaKrebi Kiva. He holds Adam Zohar is not Knas. Adam Zohar is Mamina somehow. Elo Ma'at Hashem Shekein Yesh Lo Tzad Chamor. So the Gemara, Behuda Tzad Chamor Lo Paruch. Interesting. What does Tzad Chamor mean? It's a Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. We'll see if we'll be able to get to that. Hakoponim. What? Isn't every, that's Tosfos Kasha. Every Tzad HaShava has a, you know, there's a Tzad this way, Tzad that way. That's what Tzad HaShava is. We find the common denominator. So we have to know what the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here is. But before that, we have Rashi. What does Rashi say? Says Rashi. Gomer Meirim Zoymim. My name is Zoymim. Lav She'im Bo Maisa V'Loikin. Says Rashi. Eirim Zoymim Loikin Al Diburim. Be'edei ben Gerusha u'ben Chalutza. Edim Zaymimim, they get Malkus al Diburim. In the case of Edei ben Gerusha u'ben Chalutza. Now, that's not the only place that Edim Zaymimim get Malkus. Edim Zaymimim also get Malkus. But in a case of there's Zamamti Machai, one person Malkus. So what happens to them? They get Malkus. The Tosfos Shans, the Brigas of Rome we saw yesterday, says Tosfos Shans says that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that's Lav She'im B'Maisa V'Loikin. Why does Rashi argue on Tosfos Shans? We have to figure out why the Tosfos Shans argues on Rashi. But comes the Brigas of Rome and he says the following thing, and he says that maybe over there you're not getting the Malkus Midin the Lav. The Chiyuv of Kasher Zomam is not a Chiyuv. It's not a Chiyuv Malkus. It's the Shem Onish is Kasha Zomam. So therefore, that's not called you're getting Malkus on the lava of Lysanej. You're just getting Kasha Zomam. Whatever the Zomam is. Grada Zomam over here is Malkus. But I would like to explain perhaps with a little bit more depth, perhaps maybe Pshat the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos Shans is as follows. Rashi learns, what's the Yisoid of how Eid Zomam works? How does Eid Zomam work? Eid Zaymim is, you were Mechayiv Malkus. The Chiyuv Malkus was generated by the Eid Zaymim. In the case where he's Zomam, let's go with Misa. Let's go with Misa. He says Reuven was Mechal Shabbos. So therefore we created a Psak of Chiyuv Misa. Where did the Chiyuv Misa get generated from? From the alleged Chilul Shabbos. Now that we found that there's no real Chilul Shabbos, we have a Psak hanging around over here. What do we do with the Psak? Tachtov, he takes the psak in his place. But what's generating the chiyuv misa over here? The edus or the alleged chil Shabbos. If I'm made that someone is chayiv mamon, what's generating the chiyuv mamon? The fact that he borrowed money from me, even though he never borrowed it, but that's the mechayiv. If I'm made someone is chayiv malkus, for what reason would he be chayiv malkus? Let's say ein chaylev. Alav, sheyesh bo maisa. So what's generating the Chiyuv Malkus? is the lav sheish b'maisa. Now we found out that it didn't happen. That malchus is going to be transferred over to the Eitz Zayimim. But you saying that he's now chayiv a lav she'ein boy malchus is loyken a lav? No, this is kasher zamam borrowed from what would have been a lav sheish b'maisa.
There never was a maisa.
That's true. But what's generating the chi of malchus is the fact that I'm taking. It's not.
That there was a maisa?
Yes. I'm not chayiv now kasher zomam because I'm not chayiv malchus because of kasher zomam. Kasher zomam is just taking the malchus from over there. What generated that chi of malchus is that this chi of malchus is for
that,
even though it never really happened. But what's machayiv is what type of malchus is he getting? Lu yehei malchus would have a tag on it. There was different types of malchus. Which type of malchus is he getting? He's getting malchus for eating chaylev. This is the malchus of eating chaylev tachtov. But this is malchus generated for a maisa.
The whole problem is that there's no maisa.
And the
solution is that there's no maisa.
He was saying no. The solution is that it's not the kashas. He's not being generated because of the lisan of reyach eitzchaker. It's not the
from the testimony of there being a maisa.
It's not their testimony.
It's coming from the lava of sheish. There was no physical maisa. Yeah, but it's coming from.
Where are you getting
what'd you say? I can't hear you. What?
You're getting a mice for.
Okay, man, Echanami, but that's not mikoyach edim zoymin. You're right, but that's going to be mikoyach that first thing. Let's say it's motzi shemra. They're made someone's motzi shemra, but that's mitam motzi shemra or machadish, not mitam edim zoymin. Edim zoymin is not machadish or malchus shein bo maisa. It's just that's a copy of what was before. But Rabbi said that really brings us back to understanding. Are you? It's a good ha'ara. Bring the understanding. What is the nature of Eitz Zayimim? We said two different mahalchim, Rabbi Yisai. And what's the din of kasher zomam? One mahalach was, we said, from Rabbi Chanan, from the Maral, from Chaim Telzer, from all those people, tachtov. This idea of tachtov, which I'm going, we call the boomerang. I'm going to take whatever psak I create. We said another mahalach. Or you, the other mahalach was, we called it virtual reality, I believe. Is that what we called it?
Yes.
Virtual reality. Virtual, I think it was. Yeah. Which is, it's as if you did what you claim to have done. In other words, you were zom kasher zomam lasus. I tried to give you malchus, so Bezdin now punishes you as if you gave him malchus. I tried to kill him. Bezdin punishes me as if I killed him. Ma'asoykel enaniskel abalisokel velosokel. We spoke about it over there. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over there. That how do you understand what the Gemara is doing in the Kal v'chomer? So if we're now punishing you so for ki'ilu, you did what you did, ki'ilu bezdin finished it up, whatever it is, but now the punishment is coming, kasher zomam is the avera that you're getting punished for. You're not getting punished for achilas chelev. You claim the other guy was oichel chelev, but what did you do? You tried giving him malchus. It's as if you gave him malchus, but my giving him malchus was without a maisa. So it's a lav shein bo maisa. Even in the zmama, it's a lav shein bo maisa. According to Tosfos Shas.
If you would have gave him malchus, then you would have, you know, did a maisa.
And a chanami.
Oh, but Bezdin would have did the maisa.
Yeah. You were zomam that Bezdin should really do it. It's still called an asiyah, but the fact is, the mechayiv, what I'm saying is now there's a mechayiv mitzad eid zoymin. According to Rashi, there's no mechayiv of eid zoymin. Only in the case of Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza. It's the only case when Edim zoymin are going to be mechayiv you. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, this is a mechayiv of Eitz Zayimim. I'm not taking his psak. We're creating a new psak on me. So where did I get malchus from? From my zmama. And that's going to be lechayra, according to the Tosfos, Shantz was saying, this is a chayiv malchus. Midin kasher zomam, chayiv malchus. That's what the kasher zomam is telling you. What's your punishment? What's your punishment for being zomam misa? Misa. What's your punishment for being zomam malchus? Malchus. According to Rashi, it's not the pshat that the Torah is being mechadish new punish. I'm just taking whatever I put on him. So I'm taking the chil Shabbos misa. I'm taking the achilas chil of malchus. There's no new malchus over here. Where do you have a new malchus? That's in the case of Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza. In Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza, can I take his chi of malchus? No, because I wouldn't put on him a chi of malchus. I wanted to make him into a Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza. How did I get malchus? The answer is we're mechadish new malchus. That's what Rashi says. The chayra, Rabbi Yisai. This is going to be the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and we're going to see as the sugya continues. Tried to get here, but we're not going to be maspik today. That this is going to really bring a shlemus to the entire first parak. So let's continue. What does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara, Edim Zaymimim are different because Edim Zaymim ain't Trichan Hasra. Says Rashi, Biksubas Amrina Taima Beilu Nairis, the Nesuba Hamas. I will call Shar Oinche Bebezdin, Shalmata Trichan Hasra. Rashi's interesting. Rashi, if you look in the Gemara over there in Ksubas, the Gemara over there says, the reason why Edim Zayim don't need Asra is not because of Nasiri Behu Emas. Nasiri Behu Emas is how the Gemara starts off. The Gemara says, I don't even know when you could give them Asra. If you wanted to give them Asra, you can't give them Asra. But then the Gemara says, the Gemara finds a solution to that problem. The Gemara says, that's a different reason. They don't get Asra because they tried ambushing this guy without giving him Asra. We're not giving them Asra either. It's Kasher Zamam type of thing. Kasher Zamam Zach. But that's what Kasher Zamam is. Right?
They said they gave him Asra.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Okay, they didn't give him
giving
either.
The same thing they did.
Right. So we're doing back to them exactly what they did.
No, because we're giving. Why don't we virtually give them Asra? Like,
virtually give them Asra, then they don't get Asra. So you could virtually give them Asra. Do that. But under Abba. Anyway, we're not doing it. We're not in the virtual. We're in Rashi. Right. Hold off for a second, okay? Because I want to get to this. We can talk about it tonight, maybe. But what I'm saying is like this. Rabbi Isai, in Rashi, what is the Edim Zoymimim that we're talking about, the Malkus that we're talking about in Rashi? The Kasher Zamam? No, we said Rashi ran away from Kasher Zamam. Who said Kasher Zamam? Takes a chance. But Rashi didn't say. So if Rashi's running away from Kasher Zamam, Rashi can't say the reason is because we have to do to them like they did, because we're saying Guva, not Kasher Zamam. It's also Ben Gurishim and Chalutza. Therefore, Rashi has to search for a different reason why Ben Gurishim and Chalutza is not going to have Asra. Maybe. See that Gemara over there.
No, it's
how. What's Rashi doing at all? If the Gemara slugs that up, yeah, I don't know. Good question. Akoponim. The Gemara says we learn from a Tzad Shava. Says the Gemara, but Malat Tzad Shava Shabehen Shekain Knas. They're two. Both of them are Knas. Says the Gemara, no problem, because this man holds that Edom Zoyim is not Knas. It doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Comes along the Achroinim. Rick Savron brings over here. The Rabbi Yosef Doiv, the Rav Beryl, the Haste Rav Beryl, in the name of the Brisker Rav. It's a question. Hold on a second. Let's not forget. Let's not lose focus. What are we trying to learn out of this Tzad HaShava? What's the purpose? Lav She'en Bo Ma'isa Loiken Alav. We're talking about the Lav and the Malkus. And the Gemara says, yeah, but Ma, Le'edim Zoyman, Mitzi Shemra, that they're Knas. What's the Knas? What are we talking about when we say they're Knas? The payout. The money is knas, but we're not talking about the money. We're talking about the malchus. So, why are you bringing in the money? We're trying to learn out these two things. Are mlav she'ein bo ma'isa loikin? Yeah, but their tashlum is going to be knas. Who cares about their tashlum? We're talking about their malchus. What do you mean? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's type of knas. Isn't that what
Edom Zayim is? What? You're saying all Malkus is a Knas?
No, but certain.
Could be a Knas.
So how do you decide when Malkus is a Knas, when it's not a Knas?
Depending on the case.
How do you decide that?
In the case of someone...
A person eats Chaylev and he's Chay Malkus. A Knas or not a Knas?
Yeah.
It's a Knas? We have to figure that out, sure. We got to figure that out.
I asked.
Let's go. So let's see. So we're going to take it slow. The first answer could be as follows. Maybe you have to understand how these things work. Tzad HaShavas are very fragile. Tzad HaShavas are very... We're trying to use two things together. It's a combination. Make a limud. It's very fragile. Anything you can find to knock it off is going to knock it off. So maybe you're right. The mamoin of Edom Zoyim and Mitzi Shemra are both knas. That's enough. We're not talking about mamon. It'll make a difference. This is a very fragile limud. You're trying to make a complex compound over here and putting together these two and make a limud. It's not going to work. Anything at all that you could find that these two have that are going to make them different, even though that's the mamon and we're trying to figure out the malchus, that's enough to knock it off, perhaps. But comes along the briskerov and says differently. Zok the briskerov, mamish shua asan is machaven to the briskerov. Almost. Kind of. He says that, duh, in this case, the Malkus has a element of Knas to it. This Malkus is like a Zoibi Knas. Lashon is Malkus Matishemei Malkus Acherim. Vein ze din Malkus shel Oinchim Ela din Chodosh. Now he says, from where? What's the makor you get Malkus on Moitzi Shemra? Which pasuk? The Yisru Oisa. What does that mean? And we shall afflict him, we shall call him pain, cause him Yisurin. That's not a regular Malkus. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. It's a Knas means it doesn't work with the regular same rules and logic of all other Lav Sheim B'Maisa, Lav Sheish B'Maisa over here. V'chein Einim Zoymimim. Einim Zoymim also. Einim Zoymim, why do we give Malkus? Why do we give Malkus, Rabbi Yisai? The Pasuk is either Kasha Zomam, according to Tosafos Shas, or because the Pasuk says V'hayim bin Hakos HaRasha. It's coming from different things. Over here, you can't compare it to the other types of Malkus. That's what it means. The Malkus is a Knas. There's a Knas in the Malkus itself. That's what it says. Yeah. Comes along Reb Shmuel, and Reb Shmuel says, if you're telling me that this is this whole new type of Malkus, so then, how do we want to learn from here that it's lav she'ein b'maisa loikan alav? Is the Malkus has the lav? If the Malkus has the lav, then what is this Malkus? Regular Malkus. The Malkus is not also the lav, so then how do we learn from over here? It's a lav she'ein b'maisa loikan. You're not getting the Malkus out the lav, you're getting the Malkus out this new thing. It's din chadash de v'yisroisa. It's not me din the lav bechlal. So says Reb Shmuel, that's goof for the machlekes in our Gemara. That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out. Is this Malkus the Malkus of the Lav, and therefore you're telling me Lav She'im B'Maisa, like in a love? Or is this Malkus some sort of type of new Malkus, and therefore you'd say Lav She'im B'Maisa, ain't like in a love? You can't prove me from all these weird cases that they get Malkus, because I'll tell you all these weird cases are all weird cases and not else the Lav. That's exactly what the Gemara is trying to figure out. Why do I get Malkus when I discuss the case of Kasha Zom, the case of Moti Shemra? Is the Malkus as the Lav, or is the Malkus as this special Pasuk? So according to what Reb Shmuel is saying, our Gemara is goofa trying to figure out the Malkus in our Mishnah, a Mishnah that Bezom and Alf. What does it say in the Mishnah? A man on somebody's Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, Ein Omen Yassas Ben Gush Ben Chalutza Tachtov, Ella, like Arba. Why? According to Reb Shmuel, it's a Gemara. The Gemara is saying, maybe it's Als the Lav, and that would be a Makar, that Lav Shein B'Maisa, like in a Lav. Or maybe it's not Als the Lav. Maybe it's because of this new thing of Ahim Ben Akos HaRosha. It's Als something else. And that's good for the Gemara is trying to figure out. That's the Machlekes. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, the next Gemara, which we're going to have to do, I would love to discuss Tzad Chamor. We can discuss that tonight. And we could finish the Rashi over here. Rashi says Tzad Chamor Lo Parach Hoyol the Chumra Shozeh Eino Chumra Shozeh Ein Tam Hamalkus Tali Boy. Rashi's a pele, but Tosis argues we could talk about that tonight. We're going to start the next sugya. V'Rabbonon Hailoi Sana My Ovid Bey. I'd like to get to Daf Hey, and then we're going to do a Chazara Rabbi Yisai on all these things that we spoke about. Hopefully, Be'ez Hashem in the coming.